The Billy B Mystery Collection, Volume 2. Written by Sally Rippon and read by Eloise Mignon. It's Saturday afternoon and Billy B Brown is on her way to her friend Mika's house. Billy and her friends have a brand new mystery to solve. Mika's mum, Mrs. Okinawa, has the most beautiful patch of strawberries. 2 days ago, the plants were bursting with ruby red fruit. But when she got home from work the next day, Mrs. Okinawa discovered that all her ripe strawberries were gone. Every single one of them. But the most curious thing of all was that the netting she had so carefully tucked in around the strawberry plants was undisturbed. Who or what could have stolen all of Mrs. Okinawa's strawberries? It's a mystery for sure. The Secret Mystery Club are determined to uncover the truth. The SMC has arranged to meet at Mika's house to look for clues. Billy's mum is driving Billy and Jack there. They pull up outside the house. "See you, mum," Billy says as she and Jack hop out of the car. Just then, Alex's car pulls up and he gets out. The three of them walk together to the front door. Billy whispers excitedly to Jack and Alex. "Can you believe it? Another new mystery to solve already. We must be the busiest spies in the whole neighbourhood." "It's detectives, Billy, remember?" Alex says, rolling his eyes. "Spies are like James Bond. Detectives are the ones that solve mysteries." "Same thing," Billy says with a shrug and rings the doorbell. Sometimes Alex worries about the most unimportant details, she thinks. Mika answers the door.
"Thank goodness you're here. I've been keeping Mum away from the strawberry patch all morning," she says, leading Billy and Jack through the house towards the back garden. "You know, in case she messes up any of the clues."
"Good thinking," says Alex, looking serious. "Does she suspect anyone? You know, does she have any enemies? Anyone who might want to pay her back for something?"
Billy giggles. "Alex, you watch too much TV. It's only Mrs. Okinawa's strawberries that have gone missing, not her jewellery." Alex turns red and Billy feels a bit mean for teasing him.
"But they're good ideas," she says quickly to make him feel a little better,
even though he teased her about mixing up spies and detectives.
No enemies, as far as I know," Mika says. "Mum gets along with all our neighbours."
Mika takes them through the lounge room towards the backyard. Billy gazes at all Mrs. Okinawa's ornaments on display. Billy loves visiting Mika's house. Mrs. Okinawa has filled her lounge room with all kinds of beautiful Japanese treasures. Little porcelain dolls, tiny painted plates, delicate teacups, and lots of paintings of cherry blossoms. At Mika's house, there is only her and her mum, so there is nobody to break all the beautiful ornaments. Billy knows that those little porcelain dolls wouldn't last long at her house with Noah around. Mrs. Okinawa is sitting at the kitchen table working at her computer.
"Hi, kids," she calls out and waves as they all trundle past.
"Hi, Mrs. Okinawa," they call back.
"We're just going outside to play," Mika tells her mum.
They have all pinky promised not to tell anyone what they are up to. Anything the Secret Mystery Club does is top secret.